Hi, my name is Lauren Bibler, and I'm running for United States House of Representatives in District 9, North Carolina. I was inspired to join the congressional race to fight to help rebuild the middle class in both cities and our rural populations. I'm personally deeply inspired by the legacy of my grandfather, Dr. Ernest Menino, whose decades of service at the State Department, perseverance as a student and educator, and dedication to his family left some very large shoes to fill. But with the support of my family, friends, and fellow citizens, I feel it is my duty to continue his fight. My top three issues are rebuilding and strengthening the middle class, enshrining comprehensive health care as a constitutional right, and regulating AI and large language models to help save American jobs. Strengthening the middle class is essential to help strengthen our communities and our citizens within those communities, helping to protect futures for our children and also their children. I believe that infusing money at a county level ensures community representation and participation into our equal and equitable distribution between rural and urban centers. Enshrining healthcare as a constitutional right is essential. This would compel Congress to fund building the infrastructure and fund the personnel needed to maintain these facilities. This drastically lowers the burden for people to provide comprehensive healthcare services on a regular basis around the community. Per capita, the United States, we spend the most on healthcare out of any developed nation, and it is high time that we fix that and modernize it for the new age. I believe that it is the responsibility of the federal government to regulate and restrict these large AI companies and large language models. I believe that it is crucial to put up guardrails on these companies before they replace our jobs. Likewise, the transparency and dialogue are paramount when discussing the spread of data centers, which likewise require regulation and potential restrictions to ensure local communities are respected and protected. A keystone of approaching AI regulation is confronting the dubious legality and privacy implications of training these large language models in these artificial intelligences, such as data scraping and the potential privacy implications stemming from what personal and copyrighted data are used to train these models, how it was obtained, and how we continue to refine and reshape these programs moving forward. I believe that my policies reflect the investment in this area that has been lacking and inconsistent the last 100 years. We have seen industries come into the region and leave, but the people have stayed. This is home. I believe in helping make their homes beautiful again. My policies invest in key infrastructure for generations to make use and build around. Investing in education that fits the needs of many of these rural communities is not the same for most of our urban areas, but the investment still must be made. Building our key healthcare centers that are not just emergency centers. These centers and systems allow those to invest their education back into their community, something that is so hard to do for these rural populations. I believe not only my work ethic, but my problem-solving ability sets me apart from the other candidates in this race. Professionally, I'm a golf course superintendent by trade, and doing the details, going to the nitty-gritty, I believe that translates from the golf course to the halls of Congress because the devil's in the details. We have seen some very creative ways of people trying to infringe on democracy at our state and federal levels. I think that it is imperative that Congress research its Article 1 powers. I also believe that we need to put our money where our mouth is. If we want to improve voter safety and voter regulations, if we want to do the everyone has to have an ID card, picture ID, that's fine. But we also have to have legislation to where it is no injury to obtain the card. They need to be free and need to be accessible. I also believe that Election Day should be a federal holiday. And as a candidate and a representative, I want to be a empathetic ear for all of my constituents and citizens. I believe in having conversation with anyone, wherever they are, because it's not just me sitting in the seat, it's representing the entire community in that seat. I come from a family of immigrants. These masked officials in the streets are not trained. It is senseless, the violence, what we saw with Alex Paretti in Minnesota. What humanity do we have left in this? So I think that's very important, seeing this and addressing this, especially coming up for these primary elections, because whatever this administration is doing and using with his executive overreach cannot be permitted to be in the streets come elections in the fall. If that happens, we will have some of the worst voter suppression because people are going to be scared to leave their couches. People are going to think that they're going to get shot in line to vote. We cannot let this keep happening. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to see Lauren Bibler, a voice for their community. Lauren Bibler fundraises through small donations and not by sucking up to big money interests. Lauren Bibler is leading by example and running for Congress at 30 years old, bringing new ideas and an energetic voice. Lauren Bibler is not afraid to stand up for what is best for his neighbor, to extend grace when it is needed most, and to flip tables in the face of injustice. Lauren Bibler for progress and a brighter future for District 9.